Chad and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. Yeah, the boss told me to say that.
Welcome to the podcast. Back again after a few days off. Hey, yeah.
Like it. Got some energy. That's good.
5 days since we've had the last podcast because we were gone.
And I didn't miss one second of it.
No?
No, I didn't.
I miss venting. I miss our little chats
okay.
We have on this.
Well, we're back, so here we go.
I like our podcast because you and I get to sit down and talk and we don't have to, you know, worry about, I like playing music. Listen, we all love music. But every now and then I just like to sit here and chit-chat.
We need to get a beer sponsor or a coffee sponsor or something. We need something to drink while we bullshit.
Like Buzz Beer.
Yeah.
Remember Buzz Beer
on the Drew Carey show?
Yeah, that was coffee beer.
Yeah.
And now it's everywhere. You can get coffee beer.
We need something.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Or cereal bowl milk.
I've already told you that I missed out on the cereal milk craze.
I know.
We had that idea years ago.
And somebody took it.
Yeah. And what's the best part of any cereal? It's not even the cereal. It's the milk after
the
cereal.
That's right. You get done the Fruit Loops or the Corn Pops. You got to have an X. There's a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you go back and pour more in.
Yeah, I know. And we missed out on that. Some loser took it and it ran off with it. And now they're off living the high life, you know, while you and I are sitting here slugging it out in the trenches.
Do not tell anybody about our mobile phone idea.
You just called it a mobile phone, so I'm thinking it's probably not that innovative. What is it? What was the mobile phone idea?
Cell phone. Don't tell anybody
what
about
was
a cell
it?
Smartphone. Don't tell anybody about that idea.
Oh, about a cell phone.
Holy shit, this guy's out to lunch. God, you did take 5 days off.
Give me a break.
Anyway.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We got this text from Tina earlier today. She said, have you guys seen Camilla Parker Bowles' hat from the royal wedding on Saturday? Looks like pink insulation. Talk about an itchy head. Yeah, what is with the hats at royal weddings? I don't understand that.
Never mind that. Pippa Middleton looked like an Arizona green tea can. Did you see her? She had the green dress on, like the floral print looked like an Arizona green tea can.
Yeah, and all of the celebrities that were there.
Well, Oprah almost wore a white dress and it was see-through.
Mm.
So we would have seen her naughty parts. Yeah. So she put on a peach one. So yeah.
Why is it that there weren't a lot of Canadian celebrities there? You know,
Ben Mulrooney's kids were there. For what? How? Why?
Ben Mulrooney is like
a puke.
You know what Ben Mulrooney is? When you go to parties and there's always the one guy there and you're like, how the hell does this guy get invited to everything?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't understand it. He's that guy.
Yeah. Like, I went to school with a guy like that at broadcasting school and he ended up in politics. His name was Clark.
Yeah.
Just a smug prick. Every time I wanted to see him, I slap him in the face. Like, it just couldn't stand the guy.
Yeah, well,
the suits and the everything.
Yeah, well, okay. But the royal wedding cost $45 million.
Can you believe that? I thought Harry was a good guy. He's wasting money. $45 million.
It was $30 million just for security, because they had. I mean, it's a new world now, right? With terror and everything like that.
So who paid for the wedding? Was it Charles?
The royal family pays for the actual wedding. So like all of the venue rental and the booze and food
and everything
and all that shit. But the actual like security costs and everything, that's picked up by the government. That's taxpayers. So
do we pay for
maybe
that?
I think we probably do, yeah, because we have to foot a certain amount of money to the royal family every year.
So why the hell weren't we invited to the wedding, Harry?
Yeah, where's my invite?
Yeah. Did you watch 1 second?
I bet you they had pigs and blankets, little cocktail weenies. I bet.
Did you watch? Of course you'd know what the
they
food.
Have to eat soft food though, because their teeth are horrible.
Oh, that's terrible. did you watch any of it?
No!
I didn't watch 1 second. I saw a couple of still photos. I could not be bothered, but apparently 22.4 million cat ladies in the United States watched the thing. You said women were up getting smashed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good reason to get pissed up at 5:30 in the morning on mimosas. That's what they use it as.
Mimosas.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never had a mimosa. Are they good?
You've never had a mimosa?
Nope, never in my life.
You ever had orange juice?
Yeah.
You ever had champagne?
No, I had a sip of champagne.
Oh, you're such a rebel. One of these days you're going to try Tylenol and it is going to throw you off.
Thinking about Tylenol 3s.
Oh, whoa, no. No. If you but you won't poop for a week.
I'm allergic to drugs, so you're
allergic to drugs.
I am allergic to drugs.
That's the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. No, I can't.
There's certain drugs you're allergic
to. Dude,
I
got my tonsils pulled out when I was 12. This is a true story. And they gave me narcotics for painkillers. I got up in the middle of the night, and you know in the hospitals they have those rectangular small windows in the doors?
Yeah.
I put my fist through the double pane windows.
Oh, you have rage issues.
They put me in a straitjacket for the entire night when I went in for tonsils, so I cannot have any narcotics anymore.
They put you in a straitjacket?
Yes, they put me in a straitjacket. It was back in the 80s.
Did they give you morphine?
Well, it was a mental hospital, but whatever.
Well, no, but was it like...
No, yeah, they gave me codeine. Codeine.
Oh.
So, yeah, I can't do it.
Well,
I cannot
have.
I cannot do drugs.
You have a little bit of a hyper personality. You're a little.
Really? I thought I'm laid back.
You're a little tense and a little.
In the 8 years we've been together, though, I've really mellowed, though, haven't I?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The 8 years we've been together, that feels like 16. You have really mellowed. Absolutely.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's talk a little sports.
Oh, I love sports.
Do you?
Yes.
You've been like, oh, geez, I can't wait for
what us do you
to
wanna
talk
go,
sports.
What do you want to go with first here?
Ooh, I'm going to throw you off here.
Okay, what do you do?
Let's go with Memorial Cup. You went to the game on Friday, right?
I did. I took Ethan to the game. Cost me more than I wanted to spend. I'm not going to lie to you. In my opinion, ticket prices are kind of, I don't know. And there was only 5,800 at that first game.
Yeah.
So I wonder if people are feeling the same thing. But anyways, it was a great game. The Pats played well. They scored that late goal. And after a sloppy start, they won the game. And then how about the other game? They played Acadie-Bathurst. Teton.
Yeah.
And they were down 5-1, 7-2, but they came back 8-6. So now we were joking. It's going to come down to Swift Current and Regina on Wednesday. Mm. If Regina beats Swift Current, they're out. And Regina's into the semifinal. And if Swift Current wins, most likely they'll play a tiebreaker the next day.
Watching the coverage on Sportsnet,
yeah,
they make the Brandt Center look big.
They do make it look big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
It looks real good.
And Sean Semple's making you realize that Brandt is a part of this thing because they have all the seat covers. All the seat covers are Brandt.
The unfortunate thing is you see when nobody's in that seat.
Yeah, but dude spent a lot of money, so that's wise marketing on his
behalf. It's really good. Anyway, so the Memorial Cup, again, the Celebration Zone, Brandt Center, the Brandt Celebration Zone going as well. That lady's walking by in a full-blown mask.
Yeah, she is. I don't know what's going on
there. That makes me wonder, does she have the bird flu?
Is there chemical warfare? Whatever happened to the bird flu, too, by the way? That was a good flu.
I mean, not quite as good as the bird dance, but it's close.
No, not even close. Anyway.
Back to sports.
No, I wanted to say this. Friday's a big day because we've got our Styx Ball Hockey Classic down there at the International Trade Center from 9:30 to 4:30. Charity Ball Hockey Classic. We always run out front of the station. Right. But we're doing it down there with three inflatable rinks. And then at night, everything wraps up with Mike Reno and Loverboy.
You've been waiting for a month for this.
And I'm going to that show. Yeah. And if he does not wear his red leather pants, I'm walking out. He's got to go full 1985.
Well, if he's wearing his red leather pants, he may not walk in. Like, I think he'll get the Russian goalie treatment where they put him up on the shopping cart.
That's
they
the best.
Just wheel him
that
in.
Is the epitome of laziness. He got wheeled into the ring. Hey, I got to point out. The hockey czar here, Chad McDonald, the Vegas Golden Knights to go to the Stanley Cup final.
Deal. And here we are.
Did you pick them to win it?
Yes. You're going to win it.
So is your draft going to... What do you need coming up tomorrow?
I need Washington to win.
Okay.
I have Kucherov and Kuznetsov.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good either way, but the guy who's trailing me has a lot of Tampa players. So I need Tampa gone. And Washington and Vegas to move on. If that's the case, I could win my draft this year.
I would love to see Ovi win the cup now. It's too much too fast for Vegas. They haven't earned the right to be in the Stanley Cup. Their fans haven't. They don't know how hard it is. Like Toronto, they haven't been there since 67. Like some of these teams have never played in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, they've got a nice shiny new rink.
Yeah.
And people in Vegas do have enough to do. You know?
They do. They haven't earned the right.
No, they've earned the right. They've
I mean, they've earned the right.
They've
played hard, but the fan base
it's
doesn't.
It's a Cinderella story. It really is. It's kind of fun to watch.
In 4 years, nobody will be going to the games. Columbus will play Vegas. Columbus will play Vegas. It'll be an empty rink.
No, it'll be drunken Canadians
going
down
there. And they'll be moving to Quebec City.
It'll be a whole bunch of Saskatchewanian people down there that'll keep that thing afloat. Like, the provinces... The people who don't have hockey teams will go
down. So is that your team now? You got rid of the Oilers? The Knights are your team?
I don't know who the Oilers are. Are they a minor? Are they AHL?
Is going to be staying forever, right, this podcast? Yeah. So next year when the Oilers have a good year, you're not allowed on the wagon?
No, I'm Vegas Golden Knights all the way.
Okay, good.
All the way now.
Awesome.
I'm going to see more Vegas Golden Knights games than I am Oiler games.
You've cheered for them for years too, right?
Since the beginning. I've told you that. I've cheered for the Golden Knights since the very beginning.
Who's your favorite player on the Golden Knights? And don't say Marc-Andre
Fleury. I like Tuch.
Tucci.
Tuch. I actually...
Hey, I got this guy. This is what he says at the start of the draft. I got this guy.
I said it like Don Cherry says it.
Yeah, I got this guy.
Hey, look at this moral kid. Hey, good kid. Yeah. Hey, pulling up in that Lamborghini. All right, look at him. Nice suit on.
Then he
good-looking kid.
He goes by that good-looking woman. He goes, whoa, there's a picture.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ryder training camp. Riders are underway. And how does what's his face from Hamilton look?
What's his face there? Zach Kolaros. He looks good. He's going to be the guy. He's the starting quarterback. Brandon Bridge looked like he was using his feet for the first time ever. He was tripping and stumbling. He looked like you coming out of a bar on Saturday night. I was like, what is... And I've
was
never
he
seen,
singing Journey too?
I've never seen...
Yes, I believe.
No, you'd be Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. He got, as a 6'5" quarterback, I saw him have 4 passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. How is that even possible? You know what? They're going to be a good football team this year. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, you sold it well. Right off the top. Well, oh, they look
garbage. They didn't look great.
They're going to be a great team.
No, they're going to be a good team.
We've got to take on Johnny Manziel now, though.
Johnny won't play. No. Johnny won't play right away. No, I can't see it. Johnny Manziel. Well, I hope he does well because he's going to be good for the league. When I sat in the stands there yesterday in Saskatoon, there's a bunch of millennials who are like, you know, they're NFL fans. I'm buying tickets. I'm going to watch Johnny football. What if he's on the sidelines holding the clipboard?
Well, and here, it's going to be really tough for him to, you know, throw all his plays from pill country.
Can you imagine he shows up here? He's like, coach, I'll just be over here.
What's pill? Oh, that's beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be warming up over here. A couple of Ryder fans warming him up.
Daron Carter, though, he hasn't stopped beacon.
No, he predicted on the sidelines after practice to the fans of the chain link fence that he guarantees a Grey Cup win. That's what he said, I guarantee. And then he tweets out this morning that it is his goal to make 100 middle-aged men really angry with him because nobody trash-talks him on the field anymore. That's what he tweets out this morning. Then they asked him after practice about his marijuana possession charges.
Right.
And he said, well, I think it made me more popular. A lot of people wanted to go out and get the Daron Carter green jersey. Green Rider jersey.
I don't think that's the case, Daron, but okay.
But anyway, he's a hell of a player, though.
He is. Great player, and he's one of those guys you want on your team, without a doubt.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It was fun to have Josh Sherris call in this morning and take a wild guess at trivia to win Alice Cooper tickets in Estevan. Good morning, The Wolf.
Good morning. Hey. I got the answer, I think.
No, you don't.
We'll see about that.
What's your name?
My name is Josh.
Okay, Josh Smarty Pants. The first CD that was made and sold in North America was?
Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Yes!
Born in the USA.
What a horrible song that is.
And Courtney Cox made her famous.
The Boss Rock.
That was Dancing in the Dark.
That CD made her famous because she was on the album.
Josh, I'm with you. I love The Boss. Don't get me wrong. Bruce Springsteen's great.
Bucket list
Born
concert.
In the USA is, that's a horrible song. It's atrocious.
It's definitely not my favorite. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's an anthem.
Well, yeah.
Canadian anthem?
What do you mean?
It's got to be Kim Mitchell.
Summer 69?
Kim Mitchell. I'm a wild party.
Yeah.
No, I think...
That's the one.
Yeah. The thing about Bruce Springsteen, he even hates that song. Like, I honestly think he regrets making that song.
Yeah, his bank account hates that song. They really regret making that song, yeah.
Whatever.
By the way, we're talking Kim Mitchell. It's rock and roll duty.
No, it's not. Josh, what was your first CD you ever bought?
Oh, my first CD, I think, was Red Hot Chili Peppers' Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's really good. And that one, how old were you when you bought it?
Oh, man, I was down in the States when CDs were cheap because they were like $50 here. So you could buy them for like 20-something there.
Yeah, and they came with like a billboard attached to them that you had to
buy. That was the coolest part, yeah.
Yeah. What was yours?
My first CD was the Offspring Smash. Yeah.
Mine was the Black Album, Metallica.
Ah, sold out already.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah,
huh?
Right at the beginning.
Right off
sold
the top.
Yeah, that's right.
Josh, congratulations. We're going to go send you to go see the man himself, Alice Cooper, at Affinity Place in Estevan, August 26th. Wrap it up with a big old Born in the USA howl, will you?
Born in the USA. Oh!
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Over the weekend, I had my daughter out in the town. We went to the dog park and stuff Saturday morning and then went for a drive. I wanted to take her by the legislature building.
The parliament buildings, people like to call it.
Yeah, it's not parliament. It's the ledge. Yeah. And what a beautiful building. And then I realized, you know, as we're driving by it, I'm going, man, it's like grade 5, I think, was the last time I was actually in it. I just don't take advantage of our local landmarks.
Yeah, it's cool.
When's the last time you were in the ledge?
Well, when I was a news reporter for CKRM back in 1997. That would be the last, probably 2000.
Roy Romano.
Roy Romano and I, yeah. Interviewing Roy Romano, yeah, absolutely.
So what's it like to be hated by everyone?
I had a colleague here. Yeah. I won't give his name on the podcast, but he wore a pink shirt under his black suit. And when he went to interview Roy Romano, and he was kind of being cocky with Roy Romano, Romano turns to him and goes, the next time I take political advice from a guy wearing a pink shirt with a spiffy pink tie will be the first time I take advice. And he was mad. But this guy that was the reporter, he'd rush to the... He'd in radio and media, you got to understand something. When something is free, whether it be tickets or food or whatever, we are flying around like flies to shit. Like we are all over. So anyway, we get to the ledge for this press conference and there's donuts in the back, okay?
Uh-oh.
And this guy is dressed in Johnny Cash black suit with the pink tie and the pink shirt, as I said.
Yeah.
He gets gets his CKRM mic flash and everything.
Yeah.
And he runs to the back and he grabs donuts. And he doesn't just grab like the clear, like the honey glazed or something with a napkin. He grabs the white cup.
Jellyville.
The Jellyville with the powdery donuts.
Powdered
yeah,
sugar,
and he's rubbing it on his suit. And just
gross.
Like, come on, Les Nessman. Like, give me a break. Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. At least he has some Silver Sow awards. Anyway, now that you've worked that squirrel out and got that one out of your system, back to landmarks. So, the barracks, I've never, like, the RCMP.
You've never been around
barracks.
The barracks?
I've been around the barracks, but it's been, I think it was actually the same trip I went to the ledge, like grade 5.
Wow.
But I did a regimental dinner one time.
Yeah, didn't you do dinner?
Yeah, super fancy. Like, it's a real honor to be invited
to this.
Is that
the one where you got to ask to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a room full of like 400 people and you have to stand up and address the sergeant to go to the washroom or to leave the room, really. But everybody knows what you're doing. And then, of course, they know how long you've been gone. So you want to talk about awkward. Anyway.
Hey, Sarge, can I go out for a dart?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you would have to ask to go for a smoke. But I don't even think it was allowed. Like,
it's a cool place over there, though.
Yeah, the RCMP Heritage Center is really cool to take the kids through. So
they say 1 in 4 people in their own city. Like, we'll go to the Grand Canyon, we'll go to the mountains and stuff. Mm. They haven't, 1 in 4 people haven't been around to their main landmarks in their own city.
And there are.
Have you been to the Heritage Center?
A few. I have been to the Heritage Center that night because they allowed us to walk around.
That's a good place.
With drinks, actually.
That Marty Klein's taking me around there. It's a pretty cool
place.
Yeah,
it's really nice. There's also Government House, which
I've been there a couple times.
It's a little stuffy.
Yeah. Have you been to Royal Saskatchewan Museum?
I need to.
You've never been?
Last time I was there, they had Mega Munch.
Oh, I remember.
So how long ago was that? That was the dinosaur that moved, and everybody thought it was a big deal.
I think I took my daughter a couple of years ago for school, like did a school project, and parents had to go, so I think I did that.
Yeah.
But I've seen all the main landmarks around here. I Government House, I've been to a couple of times. We brought our toilet there for the good crap for Christmas. Yeah. But there's definitely
which is a hilarious thing.
No
you
kidding.
Go into a classy joint like
no
Government
kidding.
House, and we're carrying a toilet.
They raise money for.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Lots the last time I did take the toilet, the last time I was in the ledge was about 8 years ago. I took just before you started the morning show. Mm-hmm. I took the toilet in, and we had a bidding war between like the Sask party all lined up with Brad Wall, and they put money in the toilet, and then the NDP wouldn't be outdone.
Right.
So yeah, we all did that in the ledge, in the hallways.
That was nice of them to do that.
Yeah, it was.
And I mean, it's perfect place for a toilet, seeing that they're all full of shit. That was too obvious. I had to go for it.
Oh, you had their low-hanging fruit.
Had to. And remember, today is Buy a Musical Instrument Day, National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. So on that note, I would like to play us out. Mm-hmm. You know, I am an expert musician.
Oh, I know. And, you know, we have a blue station recorder here. By the way, I don't know where we got this recorder. Okay, before we do this.
Shauna.
Did you ever have lessons?
Not one.
Okay. I would like you to play the final countdown to set us up.
Give me a note. I need a key. Okay, yeah, thank you.
I have my lighter out.
We're living together. And still we forever. That's so... I'm sorry, guys. That was too accurate. I think we might have copyright infringement.
This is our last podcast. We've been called out on tour.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.